What to Do When We Get Weary by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40, 30 through 31. Serving. We're exhorted to do it. We learn that Jesus came to serve, John 10, 45. But sometimes, after serving, you get tired. You make sure the needs of others are met, and it's then you realize how tired you are. Growing up, I don't remember my mom ever sitting down with a cup of coffee. Having five kids left little time for that kind of restful pleasure. And then at some point, she started working with my dad at the snack shop they owned, and things changed even more. We'd come home from school and have only a few minutes with her before she had to leave. In the morning, she'd still be sleeping when we left for school. Having a model who never rested made it easy for me to duplicate that behavior. God knows we get tired. He tells us to come to Him when we are weak or heavy laden, and He promises He'll give us rest, Matthew 11, 28. Even God rested after He made the world, modeling rest for us. We know He didn't need rest. He never grows weary. But Jesus experienced weariness. After Jesus ministered to the people, He'd get exhausted. He would slip off by Himself and withdraw to lonely places, Luke 5:16. And what would Jesus do? He would pray, and God would strengthen Him. Isaiah tells us when we hope in the Lord, God will renew our strength. We will soar on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not be faint, Isaiah 40, 30 through 31. When we don't take time out to get refreshed, we become irritable. We get short with others. We don't enjoy the things we normally enjoy. If Jesus pulled Himself away to let the Father refresh Him, how can we possibly think we can keep going without God's help? Will we be people who work till they drop, or people who will take time for needed rest? When I think of the 23rd Psalm, I love the image of the shepherd leading his beloved sheep, making them lie down in green pastures and leading them beside still waters. Jesus is our shepherd, and He will lead us every day if we just listen to His gentle voice. I'm reminded of the beautiful hymn, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us, compiled by Dorothy Ann Thrupp. Read and reflect on these words and recommit to rest this year. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need Thy tender care. In Thy pleasant pastures feed us. For our use Thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, Thou hast bought us. Thine we are. Blessed Jesus, Thou hast bought us. Thine we are.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.